Well, today, Thursday, the 20th of April, 2023, marks the 13th United Nations Chinese Language Day under the theme of Chinese Language Together for a Bright Future. Now, the day is a great contribution towards celebrating multilingualism and cultural diversity, as well as to promote equal use of all six official working languages throughout the United Nations. Now, joining us in the studio is a young South Sudanese professional who lived and studied in China for several years. And Simon Anthony joins us in the studio. Good morning, Simon, and welcome to the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning, Sebet William. Thank you so much for this opportunity. And I want to say good morning to all our listeners. I'm a young South Sudanese who have been in China for almost 6 years doing medicine.
And doing medicine, you say?
Yes, I did medicine.
And you studied in Chinese language, obviously.
Yes, please. I did study in Chinese language.
Today is International Chinese Language Day. How do I say good morning in Chinese?
Zao shang hao.
Sorry?
Zao shang hao.
Zao shang hao. Did I pronounce it right?
Yeah, you try your best.
I try my best. All right. Yeah, so can you tell us a bit of a background on how you ended up living in China as a South Sudanese?
Well, it's all about school. I went as a student, and it was a great experience to be in China. Their culture, the language, food. Mm-hmm. It's almost like similar with we South Sudanese. Mm. Let me say more especially like when it comes to like Azande Kingdom, because I'm from Azande, and their culture, it's more like ours.
Okay.
They preserve their culture. So I find it really interesting while like living with them, with the Chinese people.
Oh, that's good to know that. Now, just briefly, how difficult is it for you to learn the language? Like 6 years and you're good at the language, but how hard was it? I understand they have some of the most alphabets, not only like the English 26 alphabet, they have a lot of alphabets.
Actually, Chinese people don't have alphabets. They have characters.
They have characters, yes. Yeah. Not alphabet, yes, sure.
And like any other languages, it depends on how, like, you want to learn it. Mm-hmm. Your energy that you put in, your effort that you put in to learn a language, it's what that matters. For some people, they find it difficult to learn Chinese language, and others, they just find it easy. Mm-hmm. Because me personally, I'm a bilingual.
Multilingual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I speak French, I speak Chinese, I speak English, and of course Arabic as well. So it wasn't too hard for me to learn it.
Oh, that's good. That's very, very good to know. Now, when you, of course, when that, you took, like, you said 6 years, you mastered the language.
Yeah.
Now, in a day like this, which is, of course, the International Chinese Language Day, how important is this day for someone like you?
Honestly, I feel honored to be in China and to get to know the language, to get to know the culture. I really appreciate it. Your name is today. They celebrate this day together with us. Mm-hmm. We who have had experience in China, we really appreciate this opportunity. It's really great for us.
All right. And is there any value to learn the Chinese language for a South Sudanese? Why is it important?
Well, like any other languages, I feel like it's important because you cannot just be one way. You have to learn different languages. And as so far, you can even see in South Sudan, there's a lot of Chinese people coming through. There's a lot of companies of Chinese people. Like, we who have been in China, we have this opportunity. Mm-hmm. We can easily serve them. We can easily communicate with them. Because most of the Chinese people don't know how to speak English. Mm-hmm. So when they come in South Sudan, they need people like us to help them understand our own culture and then to help them communicate with others.
Great. And just for, of course, briefly tell us on how has it benefited you as an individual learning Chinese languages and your experience after coming back to South Sudan?
Well, like I said earlier, because I'm a bilingual, so personally, I loved it. It helps me with understanding as well, because you cannot just be in one place and then you get to develop. You have to move around. You have to learn different things. You have to learn different cultures. And by that, you improve on your thinking as well. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's really beneficial to me. That's really good.
That's really great. Now, for someone who is listening and wants to acquire this new skill or language, what advice would you give them or her?
Well, when it comes to languages or Chinese in special, it's not really hard. So far these days, people have smartphones, you have computers, there's network everywhere. You can easily go online and then you learn like simple things like good morning, how are you, what's your name in Chinese, which is so easy. Like, people just need to put in their efforts.
Well, this might be difficult. I mean, might not come to your head straightforward. But what were the first things you learn in Chinese? Like, what were the first things you get to know about the language?
The first thing I got to know about Chinese language was the simple greetings. Greetings to ask how much is this in the market.
Let's go through some of that. It's Chinese Day, so let's a little flavor on the Mirai Breakfast Show in China. So you said good morning was
Zao shang hao.
That's the good morning.
Yes.
And if you want to say like welcome, you know, someone coming home and he's saying welcome,
huan yini.
Okay. And okay, goodbye.
Zaijian.
Sorry?
Zaijian.
Zaijian, that's goodbye.
Yeah.
Someone told me before that if you want to learn languages, the first thing is through insults.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, people say that, but honestly, I spent almost like 2 years in China without knowing how to insult someone, because this is just not me. To learn how to insult someone, like, no. You can learn how to speak a language without. Yes.
All right, Simon, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. We do appreciate your time. What would be your final message on this particular day of International Language, Chinese Language Day?
Well, my final message, I want to say thanks to all our listeners on Mirai FM today and all my Chinese friends, brothers that we've been together in China. I want to say hello to them and let us all celebrate this day. And we all know how China's been, how whatever we've gone through, we understand that. And let's encourage our brothers who are still in China and those who are willing to go there. We advise them on the culture and let them embrace the culture of Chinese people.
All right, Simon Anthony, thank you so much for coming to Mirai's Breakfast Show. How do you say it? Thank you in Chinese?
Xie xie.
Xie xie. All right, xie xie, Simon. Thank you so much.